since day one, you know, once you arrive to Liverpool, you realize that it's a sense of family, it's a sense of belonging, you know, that you are part of something special. And I think, you know, at the time we went in the Champions League, despite we were quite terrible in the Premier, I think we finished, correct me, but I think we finished close to 30 points from Chelsea that year, you know. But yeah. As we went through the knockout stage in the Champions League, you could feel, you know, like a volcano, you know, the feeling in the city. And, you know, I think this sense of belonging was getting bigger, you know, each through stage.
So this is what I want to talk about. So and I know that you've spoken about the final so many times, but we wanted to look at it a slightly different way and get your perspective on it, more about the experience of the days leading up to the final and, you know, the progression to the final, but more from your point of view and what it was like. So, I mean, basically, Liverpool finished the season with a victory over Aston Villa at Anfield. It was the big game before the European Cup final, but we knew we were going there. We'd had Chelsea, which was incredible. I suppose what I wanted to ask was your experience in the 48 hours leading up to the in and around the game, so from like the days leading up to Istanbul. I mean, how was that from your end? Were you excited? Were the players excited? Was it, how different was it to like a normal game with it being such a big deal?
Yeah, I wouldn't say just 48 hours before. I would say maybe a week or 2 weeks before. Each step I was making in the city or around the world, you could feel, you know, histories about people that was going to take the car and drive for 2 days to arrive there, and people that was going to take three or four different planes to get there. And from that point, I had clear that we were going to feel at home.